Shale gas is revealed as a possible new frontier for fossil fuel development into Australia in a new national map of mining tenements across the country. Shale gas is found much deeper down than the coal seam gas from thousands of wells that have been drilled in recent decades in Queensland and New South Wales. The gas industry says there's $1 billion of planned shale gas exploration and investment concentrated in the Northern Territory alone. But advocates and opponents are now trading claims about whether or not the pursuit of shale gas mining would contaminate nationally significant underground water resources like Lake Eyre and the Great Artesian Basin. It all comes down to the water. Greg Borschmann reports.
The political battle lines over coal and coal seam gas are pretty much entrenched and well known. But energy researcher Adam Walters says the new frontier for fossil fuel development in Australia is shale gas, and that the scale of future projects is likely to surprise most Australians.
From this map, we can see huge areas of South Australia, the Northern Territory and Western Australia are covered with petroleum exploration permits and applications. And most of that will be for shale gas exploitation.
Adam Walters is the principal researcher for Energy and Resource Insights. He's created an interactive fossil fuel map for the anti-coal and gas group Lock the Gate. The map overlays petroleum, oil and gas tenements across Australia.
As far as we're aware, it's the first time that anyone's made easily available to the public a map that shows the extent of coal, gas and petroleum, so fossil fuel tenements and applications all across the country.
But that information is already public. It's not new.
The information is public. However, it's locked away in state regulators and state websites. What we've been able to do by bringing it all together is both make it more easily available, but also show the true scale of fossil fuel impacts on the country.
Adam Walters says the future potential impacts of shale gas are poorly understood.
I don't think that the public is aware of how vast the impact on the Australian landmass could potentially be in coming decades. And I don't think that companies have put any effort into really making this information available to the public so they can easily understand what the impact will be of the exploitation of shale gas in terms of how vast the areas of land that are required are.
Adam Walters' interactive map is launched on the web today as part of Lock the Gate's Water for Life campaign. The group says five nationally significant aquifers from southwest Australia to Sydney are potentially threatened by coal and gas activities. Water consultant Tom Crothers says the Lake Eyre and Great Artesian basins could be contaminated by fracking for shale gas kilometres below the surface.
Fracking of shale gas can use up to 680 megalitres of water per wellhead, 680 million litres. And the extracted water that comes out of that is quite toxic and is not able to be cleaned up. So there is concern over both the quantity of water which will be used to frack shale gas and also the potential pollution of both the underground water and surface waters.
Tom Crothers is the former manager of water planning and allocation in Queensland. In the Northern Territory, the Minister for Mines and Energy is David Tolner. He says the chances for aquifer contamination are almost zero.
We're not drilling into the Lake Eyre Basin or the Great Artesian Basin. As I say, in those areas, they generally have coal seam gas. Here we have deep shale gas, so you're drilling, in some cases, 3 to 4 kilometres below the ground, where there are no aquifers whatsoever. So, you know, the chances of aquifer contamination are pretty well near zero. And given the places where this gas is located, there's very little groundwater anyhow.
About 30% of Australia's water resource is underground. Gas industry chief Malcolm Roberts disputes any aquifer is threatened.
Well, that's not true. There's been no proven groundwater contamination from hydraulic fracturing anywhere.
Malcolm Roberts is chief executive of APIA, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association.
The industry's been drilling wells for decades, using multiple layers of steel and concrete to isolate wells from the surrounding rocks. I mean, the whole point of drilling for gas is to capture the gas, not allow it to escape into the environment. So the industry's been hydraulic fracturing for a very long time. The practice goes back to 1949. It was first used in Australia in 1966. In Queensland, we only frack about 6% of the wells, but it's a safe practice when properly regulated.
Malcolm Roberts says low prices and tough market conditions are not at the moment encouraging shale gas development. But there's a massive resource.
Shale gas has got a lot of potential. It's another resource that Australia has in abundance. There's quite a lot of interest in the Northern Territory, and there's about $1 billion worth of planned exploration investment there at the moment, and we would hope that will proceed.
Development of the Territory's shale gas resource has split local politics. Territory Labor is promising a ban on future fracking. Mines Minister David Tollner admits there's apprehension about how much water shale gas uses, but he says that concern is misplaced.
In the Northern Territory, water usage for our cattle herd, some 2 million head of cattle, is around 90 megalitres per day. Mangoes use around 50 megalitres per day. Onshore gas drilling uses less than 1 megalitre per day, and that's based on the creation of 10 production wells and 20 exploration wells in any given year.
I asked water consultant Tom Crothers what federal oversight there was of any impacts of shale gas development on water resources.
None.
And what does that leave us with?
Well, it leaves us with some inconsistent policy advice. Also, you don't get in the road of a royalty check if there's a Treasury official around, particularly the way state budgets are. So there's a high likelihood that these projects get approved, and the long-term consequences on the resource are quite concerning.
For his part, Territory Mines Minister David Tollner said he'd be happy with federal oversight on water resources and shale gas development.
Absolutely. And look, part of our regulatory changes that we're putting in place, it's our strong view that we'll have world's best practice regulations and laws in the Northern Territory, and providing that the Commonwealth Government wants to provide world's best practice oversight, I can't see any problems with that at all. Half the population in Darwin has a tinny in their backyard. They like to get out fishing and camping and living in the natural environment. No one wants to see us mess that up in any way.
That's David Tollner, the Northern Territory Treasurer and Mines and Energy Minister, finishing that report by Greg Borschman. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes past 8.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.